Okay, we are up to Yehoshua Perek Yud Zayin as we continue with the Nachlus. So who has portions of Eretz Yisrael already? So Reuben, Gad, and Chati Shevet Menashe and Aver HaYarden, they have their portions. And then we had Shevet Yehuda, Kalev received Chevron and Shevet Yehuda. And in the last parak we spoke about half of Yosef, the B'nai Yosef, Ephraim. Ephraim received his portion, as we know, going from south to north in Eretz Yisrael. First comes Yehuda, then comes Binyamin, which we're skipping over now. That was a break. And then we have on top of that Ephraim and Menashe. Menashe is touching a few of the other Shvatim on its borders. And that is this parak. The previous parak was Ephraim. And this parak is about the borders of Menashe and the land that they were given. Included in Menashe, though, in this parak are two important stories. One is a repeat of a story in Parshas Pinchas, where we know five young ladies, maybe not so young, came to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, it's not fair. Our father died. We're not going to get a Nachla in Eretz Yisrael. What's going to be? The Benos Slavchad. And Bizchutan, in their Schus, we know the laws of Yerusha were written down in the Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Kaddish Baruch Hu. And that story is repeated here again when it was time to give the Benos Slavchad their Nachla, as we will talk about. So that's the first part that's mentioned, besides the actual borders. And then, towards the end, we'll discuss that the B'nai Ephraim came to Moshe. This is the only time this happened. Only came to Moshe and said, it's not big enough. We want more. It's not big enough. We need a bigger portion. And Moshe B'nai tells him, you see that forest over there? Go knock down those trees and clear the land and you could have more area for yourself. And they were scared, but Moshe Rabbeinu says you could do it. That's the parak. This is the Nachla of Menashe as we continue through the Nachlas. Okay, so let's now just go back to the beginning and talk about a couple of important points that come up in this parak. So the parak starts off, Vayihi ha-goral l'mate Menashe, ki hu b'char Yosef. The goral that goes to Mata Menashe, he is the Bechor of Yosef. What's the emphasis? The emphasis is, we understand, as we discussed last time, Yehuda and Ephraim go first. Why? Those are the Mashiachs. Those are the representation of all of Klal Yisrael. The only two Shvatim that all of Klal Yisrael are called by their name are Yehuda and Ephraim. Right, we have Yehuda, obviously, B'nai Yehuda, and Yehudim, and Ephraim. Haven Yakir li Ephraim, the Pasuk says in Navi. No other Sheva. We're never called the B'nai Yisachar. Right, and the B'nai Zvulun, all of the Shvatim, or even B'nai Levi. B'nai Levi are the B'nai Levi, not all of Klal Yisrael. So those are special and unique. So why does Menashe come next? Why did Menashe come next? What about the others that are older? He's the Bechor. Okay, so that's the emphasis of the Pasuk. He is the Bechor, and therefore he is next in line. There is an interesting note pointed out by the Rinas Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak Sirotzkin, where he says, well, we learned last time that the Goral fell upon B'nai Yosef, Ephraim and Menashe. That, they had a large portion. So Ephraim was given part of that, maybe half, maybe a portion of that. So Mamela, the other half belongs to Menashe. What do you have to go through the whole Goral again? What do you have to have another lottery again to go through? Like, what's Menashe? Menashe has what's left. Or a similar question. We're going to learn that every Shevet had a Goral. Had the lottery you put in, and then the Ur Metumim was used also. So, asks the Rinas Yitzchak, what about Shevet number 12? The last Shevet. So, there was only one part of Eretz Yisrael that was left. And there's one Shevet left. It's not so hard to figure out which Shevet gets the last portion. And yet, you have to go through the process. Why? Because there's Gzeiras HaKasef. Remember, we discussed this a number of times already in these Shiurim. Eretz Yisrael is not just a legal splitting up. This Shevet has this portion, this Shevet has that portion. There's a mitzvah, there's a hakdasha, there's a sanctification of this land. And only after every Shevet gets their portion, does the mitzvah Saaretz kick in. Trumas and Maisaris and all the mitzvahs. Only when there's full Hakdasha. So it's not just about figuring things out. There's a sanctification process. And that's why, even if something is known, you have to go through the process. There's integrity to the process. And that's why, even though Shevet number 12, you already know everything already, you gotta do a go roll for Shevet number 12. And it's the same thing here. Even though you already split up, you know what B'nai Yosef are gonna get. And once Ephraim gets theirs, you know what's left for Menashe. Doesn't matter. You have to go through the Goral because that's the Gzeiras HaKasef, that's what's required. So that's what it says here. V'yi Goral l'mateh Menashe ki hu b'char Yosef l'machir b'char Menashe avi ha-gilad ki hu ha-yesh b'chama v'hi lo ha-gilad b'abashan. Remember, the Pasuk says, Menashe, part of Menashe already got an Aver HaYarden. Right? Reuven, Gad, and Chati Shevet Menashe. So this is what's left. Interesting, the Ramban, we didn't mention this then, I'll mention it now, the Ramban notes in that section, in Parshas Matos, that when the Torah describes the Shvatim coming and saying, we want to stay here, this land is beautiful, it only says Reuven and Gad. Half of Menashe only comes in later. Reuven and Gad are the two Shvatim that go and say, we have a lot of cattle, this is great land. Says the Ramban in Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, in Matos, Mitchila lo ba'u lefanav shevet Menashe. Menashe did not come originally. Aval kasher chilei ka'aretz l'shnei ha'shvatim, once the Aver HaYardim was split up amongst the two Shvatim of Reuven and Gad, ra'a shehi eretz gadola, yosem and aroylem. They saw it. It was too much land. It was too much for two Shvatim. It was huge, the property. And therefore, ubikesh misha yirtza lehisnacheli mayim. They said, anybody want to join us? Anybody want to come with us and be nochel here? There's too much land here. And therefore, some Menashe came along. Right, what do you mean, half a Menashe? Since when should it be a half a Shevet? It says the Ramban was based on need. There wasn't enough left in Aver HaYardin for an entire Shevet, but at least for a part of a Shevet. So part of Menashe went there, a few families. V'hayu anashim mishevet Menashe, sheyirtzu ba ulay anshi mikna hayu, maybe they were people who had cattle. V'nasan lehem chelkam. And that's what it says, v'tam l'chatzi, and chatzi, the Ramban points out, there, doesn't always mean half. Chatzi means a portion. Chelek echon mehem. V'chein ozi chalek ha'am Yisrael l'chatzi, chatzi ha'am haya. V'chul, and he continues, he gives examples. And then he quotes that certain families went and certain families didn't go. And then he quotes, v'hatam ki asu min ha'aret tisha chalakim shavim l'tisha samatos. This is going to be the Ramban's shita. I'll mention it now, but it'll come up again. The Ramban holds that every portion, actually we'll see who says this. The Ramban says everybody got a portion. V'lo yachlu l'aseis l'mateh menashe enozrim chelek shalem. The Shevet Menashe that was left in Eretz Yisrael didn't get a whole portion, because remember, some of their families already got in Eber HaYarden. That's going to be a problem, as we'll see later on in the parrot, because they still were very numerous, and that is why, as we'll see, they were the only ones that complained in this story. V'hinelo hisker Moshe batarshi chalik b'neim haaretz hazos v'itein l'kol achad mishteyes v'no yilu chalka b'pnei atzmo v'chulu, and he says, give to the half of Menashe. In the Torah, it does not report that Moshe Rabbeinu split it up the half of Menashe, but here it does. And say for Yoshua, right here it says, Vayitin Yoshua. Right earlier it said, when we spoke in Parakut Gimel, when we spoke about Aver HaYarden, he says there, Vayitin to Menashe also. Vayitin Moshe Lachatishim Menashe, Lemishpachosam Vichulu. But that's an important Ramban that they weren't originally there. So we continue now. So we get into the Tzlafchad story. Tzlafchad ben Chefer ben Gilad ben Machir ben Menashe. Lohayo Lobanim Kiyim Banos. Tzlafchad only had girls. Only had girls. He couldn't do the mitzvah seder raisa pervu. According to what we passed, a boy and a girl, he had five girls. Right, and who are they? The Torah, the Navi lists off. Machla, Noah, Chagla, Milka, Vetirtza. And Chazal tell us that they were very smart women. They were chachmanios. And they came, and the story is repeated, and they got the nachla of Machir. It's fascinating. Right, most do not point this out, but if we think about it, you don't even have to go to the Mefarshim for this. It's in Chumash. They were descendants of Machir. Machir, the Navi says right here, he got an Aver HaYarden. So we always bring the Benos Slavchad as the ones that were Machabavos HaSa'aretz, the ones that they loved Eretz Yisrael, they wanted a portion, they didn't want to be left out, and yet the portion that they got, they received, was an Aver HaYarden. It wasn't even an Eretz Yisrael proper. It's amazing. So one sefer that says, oh, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dafka wanted to leave Anashim, or Nashim, HaMechabavos HaSa'aretz, in Chutz La'aretz, to make sure people in Chutz La'aretz don't think that that's the end-all and the be-all. See, Dafka left people, these women, and their families, who loved Eretz Yisrael, Dafka outside of Eretz Yisrael, proper, in order to make sure that Klal Yisrael kept focus of what really is Eretz Yisrael. There was a lot of discussion why the Benot Slavchad were zoche to have, as we mentioned at the beginning of the Shir, why they were zoche to have a Parsha that was written bizchutan. As we know, they were the ones that came to Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Pinchas, and Moshe says, let me see what Hashem says, and because of that conversation, all of Hilchas Yerusha were written in Parshas Pinchas. So why were they zoche? So in the Kamotzi Shalal Rav, he quotes that really, it wasn't only that they were zoche, but they're known as the Benos Slavchad. Slavchad really gets the credit. Who was Slavchad? What do we know about Slavchad? So in the Torah, it doesn't say much. In the Torah, the Benos Slavchad just came to Moshe and just says that he wasn't in Adas Korach. That's what we know about it. He wasn't in the Adas Korach. What's the emphasis of Adas Korach? So the Meshech Chachma says that Adas Korach, Korach, when they rebelled against Moshe Rabbeinu, it was like they were more b'malchus. Moshe had the din of a melech, a king, and they were rebelling against the king, and that's why they were chayiv misa. Says the Meshech Chachma, there's an amazing halacha that we know if a king puts a person to death, the king gets to keep all of his property. That's the halacha. If Bezdin puts somebody to death, so then the Yarshim keep the property. Where'd you get the property? It's not up to the king. So says the Meshech Chachma, that's why these women said he wasn't in Adas Korach. He wasn't in Adas Korach, because if he was, then they rebelled against you, Moshe, and then you keep all of his property and we don't get anything. No, ki b'cheto meis, he died, Hashem punished him for whatever reason and he died, and that's why we are the Yershot, and we should be able to get the property. Okay, so they complained. But that's all we know about Tzlafchan in the Torah Shebichsav. But Chazal tell us, that the Medrash is quoted in Tosfos. Tosfos in Rav Basra Kuf Yates quotes the Medrash that Slavchad was trying to teach Am Yisrael something. Who was Slavchad? We know the story in the Torah and Sefer Vayikra is about the Mekoshesh, the one who gathered wood on Shabbos. He was put to death. He was Chayev Misa, and he was stoned by the rest of Klal Yisrael. Mekoshesh ate him biyom haShabbos. Machlok is exactly in the Gemara what Mekoshesh is. He did something on Shabbos with trees. So Chazal tell us that Mekoshesh was Slavchad. He was Slavchad. So what do you mean? Why did he do it? Explains the Medrash. Mekoshesh L'Shem Shamayim Niskavein. He was L'Shem Shamayim. Why? Shehayu Omrim Yisrael. You know what Klal Yisrael were saying after the Meraglim? They were depressed. We're not going in? Forget it. Let's throw it all away. It's finished. Hashem has rejected us. We're not getting Eretz Yisrael. We're not getting the Torah. We're not getting anything. So Slavchad wanted to show, no. There's still halacha. There's still Shabbos. There's still everything. See, he dafka was mechal Shabbos in public, l'shem shamayim, so he would be killed, and in that way show the rest of Klal Yisrael that the Torah and halacha is chayv kayim. And the Torah still stands strong, and you have to keep halacha. And that's why he did it. So he was chayv misa. It doesn't matter what your kavanas there are in an avera, but it's still chayv misa. But he did that to show Klal Yisrael that we have to keep halacha no matter what, even if they're not going into Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, he gets the credit. We talk about him and in this regard. Mesiras Nefesh HaKazu, I'm just reading the end of the Kamosi Shal HaRav. Mesiras Nefesh HaKazu, may Olam Lohaisa B'Klal Yisrael. Shoda Moseris HaOlam HaZev Olam HaBashal Olaman Klal Yisrael. And therefore, it's Nikra Al Shemo. Got a lot more to talk about regarding Bono Slavchad, but let's continue and then we will see if there's any more time in the coming psukim. Okay, so Bnos Slavchad comes and they want an achla. And what's the halacha? Pasuk hey, vayiplu chavle Menashe asara levan meiras hagilad v'abashan shem eivel yarden. So they get 10 portions. Menashe gets 10 sections within their portion in Eretz Yisrael. Besides what they got in Eivel hayarden, what are the 10 portions? So there are a number of sons. There are 5 sons. And then the Mishnah tells us in Baba Basra, Rashi quotes it right here, that the Bnos Slavchad got 4 portions themselves. Why did they get 4 portions themselves? So Rashi quotes the Mishnah in Baba Basra, Kuftes Zayin. It says, number 1, they got for their father, Tzlafchad. Number 2, they received for Tzlafchad's brother, Chelko Emecha B'nichse Chefer Aviv, Shehaya Gam Hu Miyotzi Mitzrayim. Chelko Emecha, again, Chelo Shel Aviyem Shehaya Miyotzi Mitzrayim. Ulefimina Yotzi Mitzrayim Nitzchak Ares. They got from their father. V'chelko Emecha B'nichse Chefer. And not only their father's own portion, but their father's portion in their grandfather's nechasim. So then, because as we'll see soon, the splitting up in Eretz Yisrael also was connected to the how many people went out of Egypt. So their father went out of Egypt and their grandfather. So they get their father's portion purely, exclusively, and then their grandfather's portion, the part of that went to their father. That's 2. Next, he was a Bechor. So he gets an extra portion for the Bechor, the Pishnayim. V'shaye Bechor, v'natol shnei chalakim. And finally, that was 3. Va'od ha'yalem chelik achi aviyem shemeis b'midbar b'lo banim. Their uncle died, explains the Mishnah. So therefore, they, Bnos Slavchad, really got 4 sections. They got a large section in this area. V'ibluch ha'vli menasha asara, levan me'eres ha'gilad v'abashan ha'shem e'eval yad. Besides the gilad and the bashan. Ki b'nos menasha nachlu nachla b'toch banav, ve'eres ha'gilad ha'yisal avnei menasha ha'nosarim. So if you look, it's not, I made an emphatic point this before that I saw in a sefer about their getting in Eivel HaYarden. You read this pasuk, it sounds like they're getting in Eretz Yisrael proper. Vayiplu Chavli Menashe Asara Levan Me'erth HaGilag V'Abashan. Besides what's on Eber HaYaradin. So again, it started off by saying Machir got there, but it could be some of his descendants got in Eretz Yisrael. So it's not so clear, 100%, that the Benot Slavcha did not get in Eretz Yisrael proper. Okay, let's continue. So we talk about all of the borders. Menashe, as we said, is above Ephraim. You have from the bottom, from the south. You have Yehuda, then Binyamin, then Ephraim, then Menashe. So Menashe is touching, goes all the way out to the coast, to the Mediterranean. It has Asher on top of it on one side. It's not exactly a straight line. It's pointed into other Shvatim. If you have any of the maps, you have Menashe is touching Dan on one side. Yisachar is on top of it. And Asher, and it goes, it's under Yisachar and Zvulun, which go up to Tveria. Okay, so that's the borders that are described here. You see in Pasuk Yud, Negba le'Ephraim, Beslafona le'Menashe, Ephraim is under Menashe, Vayayam Gvulo, going all the way out to the west, Uva Asher, and it meets Asher on the west side. A couple of famous places here that we'll have to get back to later in the Navi Shir. Ein Dor is here. We're going to have to get back to the witch of Ein Dor in Sefer Shmuel. Ein Dor is in his property, and towards the Pasuk Yud Beis, Lo Yachlu B'nei Menashe L'Horish Es Ha'arim Ha'Ela, they weren't able to drive all of the enemies out. V'yola Kanani Lo Shevetz Barat Hazos. The Kanani put up a fight, so they were able to have to be taxed, but they weren't able to drive them out. Okay, next. V'yedabru B'nei Yosef Ez Yeshua Le'mar. So here it is. The B'nei Yosef came to Yoshua. B'nei Yosef meaning the B'nei Ephraim. Then came to Yoshua and said, it's not fair. Our land is not big enough. Madua nasata li nachlo gor alachad vechev alachad. It's not fair. We want more. This pasuk is used as a raya by the Ramban against Rashi. What machlokas? There is a machlokas in Parshas Pinchas. How exactly the lands were split up. Rashi quotes in Parshas Pinchas on the pasuk la rav tarben nachlaso. Rashi, it sounds like Rashi from the Pashas of the Pasuk in the Torah. But the Ramban says it can't be based on the story in our Perek. What does Rashi say? L'shevet merube bochlusin nasnu chelik rav. Bigger Shvatim got bigger areas and smaller Shvatim got smaller areas. Makes a lot of sense. La rav tarben nachalaso, the Pasuk says in Pinchas. That's Rashi. You read the Rashi, you don't think anything of it. But if you look in Sefer Yehoshua, if the larger Shvatim got big nachalas and the smaller Shvatim got small nachalas, so what was Menashe complaining about? They must have gotten a big one if they were a big Shevet. Says the Ramban, it's before, so it has to be against Rashi. It can't be that everybody got different size portions, because then what would they be complaining about? It must be that they all got exactly the same size. It's Machlokas. In the Machlokas Rishonim, says the Ramban, Umedush Rabbaseinu Bakasuf Hazeh Enokein, El Amru Pisifrei, La Rav Tarben Achlaso, he says, continues, he says, V'zeo Mashet Savchu B'nei Yosef, Baduna Satili Nachlo Gor Alachad V'chev Alachad, V'ani Am Rav, and Yeshua didn't add anything on. Yeshua says, I can't do anything. This is the Goral. This is the, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided. You know, you want to go cut down that forest, that's fine. But this is a machlokas in Rashi and the Ramban. It might even be a machlokas in the Midrashim. But that's an important ha'ara. The Ramban uses this against Rashi. If you look in the Radak right here also, he also explains why the B'nai Yosef Dafka were complaining. He says, they had the greatest growth spurt. The greatest growth spurt since the last count. The Vilna Gaon says that it happened Dafka after they went into Eretz Yisrael. We'll get back to that in a minute. But the Radak says, right at the beginning of Pasuk Yudalad, Shveidabu b'nei Yosef, Shevet b'nei Ephraim, Avo b'nei Menashe, Avo b'nei Ephraim lo ha'ilem litzok, ki yoser ha'yu b'tseisa mi Mitzrayim, imash ha'yu b'von la'aretz. Right? Ephraim went down. They weren't complaining. Avo b'nei Menashe, if you do the math, they went up more than 70%. In population, since they went out of Egypt. And just read the Psukim, that's where they were screaming about it. And the Radak continues a couple lines later. Twelve equal portions, says the Radak, following the Ramban. They each got equal portions, and that's why they were complaining. Yeshua couldn't do anything, because this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind. Every Shevet should get the same amount. You're right, the Gemara talks about it, and he quotes it here. Some lands were more valuable than other lands. Right? If I got all rocky land, so it's not worth as much as yours, but you could build a big city on it. So the Shvatim had to pay each other to even out the value. But in terms of the property amount, quantity, the Radak and the Ramban both say that it was equal. And this is how the chalukah occurred. There were two baskets, one with the names of the Shvatim, and one was the names of the properties, and they did that. The Avopi towards the end, Yosef, Yeshua couldn't change anything. Right? This was the Goral. They couldn't change anything in this regard. Okay, so this is the Radak and the Ramban. The Gemara Bava Basra, on that next daf, after the Mishnah we just quoted, Kuf Yud Zayin says, there is a machlokas Tanoim even, you know, how the land was split up. How the land was split up when they went into, how they split up the portions. So the Gemara has a machlokas. Liyotze Mitzrayim Nischalka La'aretz, or Li Nochale Ha'aretz, Liboy Ha'aretz Nischalka La'aretz. Rabbi Yoshia says that it went by Yotzei Mitzrayim, meaning if you had five brothers, let's say, or two brothers that went out of Egypt, one of them had six kids and one of them had one kid. When they went into Eretz Yisrael, the six kids will get the same amount altogether as the one kid, because it goes by Yotzei Mitzrayim. It goes by Yotzei Mitzrayim. The other day it says, no, it goes by Nochle Boy Haaretz. Not exactly Boy Haaretz. It's Boy Haaretz, get it, and then it goes back to the... You're still using Yotzei Mitzrayim a little bit, but you take Nochle Haaretz into account. That's a machlokas amoran. The Nesiva Shalom, son of a Rebbe in Pinchas, suggests that maybe there's a hashkafic point behind here. Would you go by Yotzei Mitzrayim? Why would you go by Nochle Haaretz? Sur Meirah Vasei Tov. We know going out of Egypt symbolizes the Sur Meirah, the removal of the 49 levels of Tumah that we were on, and everything that we have to get rid of to get ready for Kabbalah Satorah and for Knisa La'aretz. That's Yotzei Mitzrayim. And that's the focus of, you know, you have to split it up based on all the Sur Meirah that we've done. But maybe no, maybe there's an Asei Tov too. The other day he says, no. Vimki Shleimas Avodas Hashem, he'al Bezin Yonam Ke'echad, but you have to focus on where you're going to. Likanes Alaris Hashem L'Kechad Oresh Me'osa. So he says, we can learn from both. Right, there's the Beis Drachim and Avodas Hashem. And these are the Shtei Madrekos. He even says, maybe this is even Sheva Shekilfshu, Sheva Shechilku. As we mentioned, it took 7 years to conquer and 7 years to split up. The 7 years of conquering is more like the Sur Meirah, the removal, the conquering all the other nations. And then the 7 years of Chilku, of splitting up, is the Asei Tov, is putting the Kedusha into the land. That's a beautiful Nesiva Shalom related to how the land was split up. There was another point. Let's read a couple more psukim first. So the Bnei Yosef say to Yoshua, why do you give us such a small portion? I have so many people. Amrav ad asher ad ko berchani Hashem. As I mentioned before, the Vilna Gaon says, what do you mean ad ko berchani Hashem? The Gra writes in Aderes Elio and Parshas Re'eh that they all had these kids since they came into Eretz Yisrael. What do you mean? What does the schools of Eretz Yisrael have to do with it? So if you look also in the Rinas Yitzchak, he says, maybe because right when Am Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, the Shechina was there. Full Kedusha wasn't there regarding mitzvos, but the Shechina was there, and there was a special promise given by Yaakov Avinu already, Mevarechas Hashem Artzo, right, a special promise that they would have bracha in this land, and that's why they were able to have many children. The Arachayim HaKadosh in Zos HaBracha even says, the Mevarechas Hashem Artzo, the bracha given to the Bnei Yosef, that was because they were going to need a special, they would have smaller property, but special bracha, that would have great quality. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu gave them that bracha. Finishing up, Yeshua says to them, Imam Ravata, if you have a lot of people, Alei Lachayara, go to the forest and cut down the trees. Cut down the trees. And they say, no, but they're strong. Rechev and Barzel, we can't defeat their chariots. We're scared. Yeshua says, don't be scared. You're Amrav, you have a great koach. Not 100% clear what the conversation was. They say, we're scared. Yeshua says, don't be scared. You know, what exactly is happening here? So some suggest, the Mishnah Zozov quotes some Achronim, that maybe Yeshua was really, you know, under the scenes, is giving them a strategy. Cut down the forest. You're worried about them. Cut down the forest. Go around the other way, and then they won't see you. To read into the words a little bit, but just to end off with one other chazal. The chazal, the Gemara Darshins in Bava Basra, they are the same Gemara in Kuf Yud Ches. When he says go into the forest, he wasn't just telling them cut down the trees and make the land bigger, but he was saying you have so many, you have such a large people. So ayin hara. You know, if you're out in the open, there's ayin hara. So cover yourselves up, go into the forest, hide a little bit. Because ayin haris sholi by everything that's out in the open. That's what he tells them. What do they answer? They answer, don't worry, we're from Yosef. Remember the Gemara in Brachas? Right, we don't, ayin hara doesn't affect us. We're protected from ayin hara. But really, he was telling to them, he says, you have to beat safun, you have to beat sanua, you know, to have ayin hara affect you. If you look in the Rav from Denver, right, we have the Musar HaNeviim, he quotes, what was he just telling them? Why is Ayin Hara sholit by something that's out in the open? So he quotes, he doesn't quote the Klei Yakar from Parshas Dvarim, but he could quote the Klei Yakar on Pnu Lachem Safona. Whenever we have brachas, we're not supposed to flaunt them. Chas v'shalom, we're not supposed to show them in public. We're supposed to keep them and use them for mitzvahs and keep tzanua in them. And that's what maybe when Yoshua was telling them. You know, you're amazing, you're great, you have huge amounts, but don't be so loud about it. Don't be so, the brachas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu we have to keep to ourselves or use them for mitzvahs and avoda and not to flaunt them or be so public about them. Okay, I'll have to stop here, Brother Shem, and next time we will get into Shiloh, the first time Shiloh comes up in our Shiurim.